Let's call turnips and some, there's some rutabagas.
Yeah, I mean the top part though that you break off.
Well,
yeah.
That's the green.
Yeah. We're talking about lettuce, the head of lettuce. Would you be more likely to say two head of lettuce or two heads of lettuce?
Well, I guess if he's getting to you, you'd say two heads of lettuce.
Okay. Now, the reason I asked that is I wondered if you ever heard the expression jokingly talking about children, saying, oh, he had a big family, he had nine head of children, or heads of children. Have you ever heard
that? Yeah, I've heard something like that, yes. Say nine and five or six heads, or maybe a dozen.
Speaking of children.
Yeah, heads.
Now, you talked about the corn, about corn before. When you take corn off the stalk, the first thing you do with that ear is
shuck it.
And you take off the
husk and the shuck.
Alright. Is the husk and the shuck the same thing?
No, the husk comes off the grain.
I see. That's when you're making hominy for you. I see.
There's a silk in there that comes off now after you take the shuck off. But the husk really comes off of the grain of corn.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then the corn served on the cob, you call that?
Boar corn.
All right. Or how about, do you ever call it anything else, like roast?
Roasting ear.
Yeah. And then the top of a corn stalk that you have to break off is a...
is a tassel.
And this is a large orange vegetable that grows on the ground.
Pumpkin.
Uh-huh. And then something smaller than that, it's kind of in the same family. Some are crooked necks.
Couscous, squash.
Right. And then some, what different kinds of melon have you grown?
Fact, to tell you the truth, I never did grow many melons. I've grown a few watermelons and marshmallows, but I don't know much about that.
Right. And now these little things that look like this, that grow, you see them out especially in kind of dark places.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you have a name for the ones that you might get sick from? Some people, the bad ones?
I've heard them called toadstools.
Yeah, that's just what I mean.
Yeah.
That's just what I mean. If you had something stuck in your throat, you might say, I couldn't...
get...
Well, I couldn't... I had a sore throat and it hurt me when I tried to
swallow.
Sure. And two of the most common tobacco products are
snuff and chewing tobacco, I guess.
Yeah.
Or smoke, either one.
Or
cigarettes.
And the big ones are
cigars.
Right. And if you didn't owe anything to anybody, you might say, I'm not
in debt.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use beholden? Somebody asked, somebody offered to do you a favor that might be kind of an intimate thing, and you'd say, oh, thanks a lot, but I'd rather not be
indebted to you or something.
I see. All right. And if I ask you if you're able to do something, you say, yes, I can
do that.
And would you say the whole thing? I can.
Well, I can say I could do that.
Yeah.
Or I could do the job.
And if you're unable to do it, you say, I tried and tried, but I
failed. I just couldn't do it.
Okay. Now, if there was an accident up the road and you got up there and there was a, you said, we didn't even bother, there was no hurry to call the doctor because by the time we got there, the man who was driving that car was
gone to hospital.
But he was still there, but he was no longer alive. He said by the time he got there,
he was dead.
Uh-huh. Now, would you ever use the expression "done dead" to mean that?
If I'd come back home, you see, like that. If I'd come back home, they'd ask me, "Well, I'd say the man's done dead when I got there."
By the time you got there, that would separate